listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Eddie Bates. It's the decaf week on the Coffee Hour. Sarah's on vacation. Not much caffeine in the studio today, but lots of great conversation. Some really neat things going on here in the St. Louis area. Maybe some fun things in your area, too. If you have an idea or story you want to share with us, email us, coffee@kfuo.org. We'd love to hear your story, maybe even share it with our friends on the air. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find out more about them at cuw.edu or on the KFUO website in the underwriter section because of all the great work they're doing there, including their support of the Coffee Hour, kfuo.org. Look for them in the underwriter section, Concordia University, Wisconsin. All right, we talked about how to prepare for your first 5K. Here's your opportunity to run that first 5K, or maybe it's your 10th or 100th 5K here in St. Louis, a new returning event, a run walk here in St. Louis with our friends, Christian Friends of New Americans, and some great friends in studio to help us talk about that and the work of CFNA, Christian Friends of New Americans, the Reverend Dr. Stanish Stanley, Executive Director for CFNA. Good morning. How are you, Pastor?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. Thanks for having me again.
Good. Good to have you in studio. It's been a little while since you've been in studio.
Yeah.
You've been
it's been
busy.
A long time.
And you brought along with you some friends today.
That is right.
Who did you bring along with you this morning?
Well, they are my family, but also my volunteers at CFNA. So I have my American mom over here, Mrs. Harville, whom you all know.
You know the voice. Good morning, Joni.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming over to be in studio.
What a beautiful day, huh?
I know. Sun shining in St. Louis. It's it's great weather and time to get out, which is encouraging because it's almost time to get out and go for a walk or a run in the near future. And we have our runner in studio today.
Hi.
Good morning. Kathy, how are you this morning?
I'm very well. Thank you.
Good, good. And now, are you missing school this morning?
Yes.
But I'm glad to have you in here. Sorry you're missing a little bit of school, but we'll get you back to your studies soon.
Oh, I'm take as long as you need.
Pastor, tell us a story about Christian Friends of New Americans. What is it all about? Tell us who Christian Friends of New Americans is. What is the work that Christian Friends of Americans does? Give us a story to help us understand that.
Well, Christian Friends of New Americans, CFNA, is this ministry that is reaching out to the refugees who are coming into the St. Louis City area, and also for that matter, even immigrants who are here. We have various activities like the ESL, the after-school tutoring, the furniture donations, drivers, ESL, many things, the heart-to-heart women's Bible study and things like that. The main intention being that we would connect the refugees to CFNA, and through that, through the works of service, we would connect them also to sharing about Jesus and connect them to a church. And so, a Lutheran church. And so, I have this cool story that I kind of just, or this real incident that I got connected to with in my work at CFNA. There's this Sudanese family that comes to the Peace Center, and I kind of got involved with them when I saw their kids, digging in the garbage bin where they were staying, because I was picking up kids for after-school tutoring. And got involved and came to know that the family just has the father, no mother. And so that's two boys and two girls. And so what happened is last winter, that is somewhere in December, they were served an eviction notice from their house because the kids and the family just do not have any perception of what a family should be, especially any sense of property. They thrashed up their landlord's house, broke windows, broke doors, played soccer inside the house, peed inside the house, and never even cleaned it up and things like that. And that was a eye-opening experience for me too. But the big thing is that it's testament to what CFNA does also, because the Lutheran South students got involved. Especially, I would remember the name of Riley Shelp, who is the president of the National Honor Society over there. She and her friends got involved. Their families got involved. Many other Lutheran South families got involved. And you know, we are just coming off of Easter, and what we read in John chapter 20 is that Christ does not want us to be closeted in our rooms, but conquer our fears, get out, and just share the message. And that's what I think all these volunteers at CFNA, especially from Lutheran South, did, because they went out, they conquered their own fears, crossed their own boundaries, which is very much a part of CFNA ministry, and engaged with the Sudanese family. Cleaned up the house, painted the walls, redid the windows, put back new doors. The landlord was impressed. He couldn't believe that these people are doing this for this Muslim family. And so he went out of his way also. He said he was almost ready to kick them out, and he gave them an extension. He said, okay, if these guys can be mentored and reformed, okay, I'll give them the opportunity to stay as much as what they want. And so on a month-to-month basis, he kind of started allowing them to stay. And so now they are pretty well settled now, in the sense that when I go back to their house to pick up the kids for after-school tutoring, I see the beds made, the house kind of cleaned up, and it's a learning experience, a teaching moment also. But just to see that American voluntarism and Christian voluntarism kind of engage and interact with a new American family who don't have a sense of what a house looks like, what life in America is all about, has been one of the neatest experience to kind of see. And I cannot thank God, or for that matter, even the founders of CFNA enough for setting up this ministry, because it gives them gives many the opportunity here within Lutheran circles itself, from where we pick up most of our volunteers, to come, engage, to get out of their comfort zone and just witness through the service that God calls us to do. And these are opportunities for conversations, for sharing the gospel message. And it is a one new neat ministry that is happening within Lutheran circles, within LCMS circles in the city of St. Louis.
So this new family that's settled in the St. Louis area has now, you know, they were close to losing their home.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And didn't have the same understanding of what a home is that right. that you and I might have.
Right.
And so through these friends, these mm-hmm. new friends, these Christian friends, mm-hmm. Have not only not lost their home, but also started learning the cultural practices and
exactly.
How to be a part of the community mm-hmm. while building relationships with these Christian friends,
right.
Which leads to opportunities to speak that good news. Joni?
Well, I might also mention what Pastor Stanish told us, that this family came from a refugee camp. So I know often, you know, we as Americans will look at people and say, well, surely they know how to do this or they know how to do that. But we don't realize what kind of situations these families have come out of, that they've gone through some terrible things that we don't know anything about. And so, mm-hmm. as Pastor Stanish said, in order to show that love to them, it takes volunteerism. It takes Christian volunteers showing them that we do love you and this is how we can help you, and just doing it, not judging people, but doing it out of Christ's love.
Mm-hmm. And our human nature, would be very easy to judge someone.
Absolutely.
And say, I can't believe you don't know how to do that.
Absolutely.
That's where our old Adam goes.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Away.
Exactly.
But as you both have pointed out here, the mercy of Christ gives us opportunity to serve our neighbor and to be a witness to the love and mercy he's had for us as well. So how does CFNA go about this? How do you get to do this great work and care for our new neighbors right here in the St. Louis area? It takes some support, right?
Oh, that's for sure. Yeah. And it could be support in with prayer. It could be support with finances, but also it's support in just being that hand and feet of Jesus. Like the example that I just quoted, the story that I just shared, it is about going out and doing things, and Lutheran South volunteers, for instance, and families. And we have all these volunteers that come from various churches and organizations that help us out. That's how we get the message across.
And one way you can volunteer in the very near future is get out and run or walk with our friend Kathy here.
That is correct. Yes.
Are you ready to run or walk again this year, Kathy?
Yes, I am.
Tell me, what did you enjoy about last year's run and walk?
Well, it was very fun because it wasn't just the refugee kids, and you get to meet new people. And I met several new children from Ethiopia, Sudan, Congo, Eritrea. And these are people that I wouldn't normally meet on a daily basis. And this was just a way to, like, bond with people that you've never really met before.
And you were doing something healthy.
Yeah, definitely.
Tell us more about this fun run and or walk. Tell us.
Well, the fun run is going to be on Saturday, April 28th, so the last Saturday of the month, and it's at Concordia Seminary. And the registration starts at 9 o'clock, and the actual event begins at 10 o'clock. And what you can do is run or walk or, Kathy, what else can you do?
You can sponsor a child for $30 to help them also participate in this run or walk. And this, like I said earlier, just helps people bond with people that they've never met before.
And so the $30, it's $30 a person to be in this event. If you have a family of four or more, you get a $5 discount. But remember, all of the money goes for the ministry to help refugees and immigrants learn about Jesus Christ, help assimilate them into American society. But as Kathy said, you get to meet people from other countries. Mm-hmm. You get to know about them. Sometimes you get to know about their cultures as well. And if you sign up before tomorrow, or by tomorrow, I should say, you get a CFNA t-shirt with that $30 per
Sweet.
Person. So we're really encouraging people to participate in this. And it's a great healthy way that you can help us support this ministry. And Kathy, tell them again where it is.
It is at Concordia Seminary, and it's on Saturday, April 28th. And like you said earlier, registration starts from 9 a.m. and the actual run or walk starts at 10.
And I must say over here that last year, in fact, the winner was one of our after school tutoring kids from Ethiopia, of 14-year-old boy. And then the interesting thing is the one who came third was a 12-year-old Ethiopian boy who ran taking his shoes in his hands because he did not have the right shoes. And so he ran without his shoes midway through the race, and he came third. And the second place winner was Concordia Seminary. And it's free for seminary families and also for individuals. And so it's a great engagement place for people, Americans, new Americans, to engage and interact and celebrate the common bond of being in Christ.
Where do we register, Jody?
Okay, you can register by going to cfna-stl.org/walk. That's cfna-stl.org/walk. You can go up online, you can pay through PayPal, you can send a check, or you can pay at the gate.
Excellent. I see pictures from last year. It looks like you had a lot of fun, and hoping to make it in the near future. We're going to be out of town this year for a wedding, so I'm sad we're not going to make it this year, but we'll put it on the calendar for 2019. This is an annual event, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Check it out, cfna-stl.org/walk, and join our friends and partner with them to help tell the good news of Jesus right here in St. Louis. My guests in studio today, the Reverend Dr. Stanish Stanley, Kathy, and Joni Harwell, thanks so much for being in studio for the coffee hour today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit, what is Operation Barnabas? How can we serve our military servicemen and servicewomen as they return? You're listening to the Coffee Hour on KFUO.
Hi, I'm Gary Duncan, the General Manager of Worldwide KFUO. In Romans 10:17, we read, "Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ." There's a great need among the people of this world to hear the word of Christ, a need to hear about the hope, love, mercy, and salvation found in Jesus. As a partner with us, KFUO becomes your voice to declare the gospel of Christ to those still in darkness. Jesus says, "As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." That's John 20:21. When you make a gift to KFUO, we together as one voice go out to the world and proclaim that good news of Christ through this radio ministry. Join us for Share-a-thon 2018, April 19th through 21st. Celebrate your radio station and enjoy your favorite host and guests during this three-day Share-a-thon event. Again, Share-a-thon 2018 is April 19th through 21st on worldwidekfuo.org and AM 850 KFUO in St. Louis, the messenger of good news.